This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And that's true, brothers. Look at us, subhanAllah. The due respect we give to the ulama and the scholars. Because we know they know more than us. When you see a doctor, you respect him because he has the knowledge of. I hope you don't respect them because they have money. You know, like some of us respect them and shake hands with them because, oh, this man has money. No, Allah gave him the knowledge of the anatomy. When you see an engineer, when you see an architect, when you see a scholar of Islam, Allah gave them that knowledge. Okay, so it's the knowledge that makes a person different. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Say, are they equal, those who know, with those who don't know? They are not equal. Even Allah answers. Indeed, the scholars do fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars doesn't mean here, the meaning of scholars doesn't mean the Sharia scholars only. Every science, as long as it is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point that I wanted to say is that the end of this verse was, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. And right after that, Allah taught Adam, وَعَلَّمَ Adam al-Asma. So from the knowledge of Allah comes our knowledge, brothers. That's why we have to respect the knowledge. We have to respect it. Because it comes from Allah Himself. One of the names of Allah is what? Al-Alim, the most knowledgeable. What should every Muslim say? Ya Alim, Allimna. Allahumma Allimna ma yanfa'una. Wanfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilma. The Prophet even taught us what type of dua you say when it comes to ilm. Oh Allah, teach us what benefit us. And benefit us with what you have taught us. Because you may learn something, but you never benefit from it. You are blank. Allah, show it to you. You even memorized it. Like some of us memorize some verses and some surahs, but they never practice. They never benefit from it. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una. Wallah, teach us what benefit us. And then, give us the ability to benefit from what you taught us. Wazidna ilma, and increase us in knowledge. How many of us say, honestly, every day, how many of us here, oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Honestly. But see how we practice, how we work hard to increase in what? In money. We shouldn't lie. That's a fact. You see a person going to work and trying to make money. But okay, say just a dua. Ya Allah, zidni ilma. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Increase me in knowledge. And Allah will increase you in knowledge. And this is the only thing the Prophet ﷺ in his life asked Allah for in terms of increment. He never asked Allah anything in increment except knowledge. Please, brothers.
Yeah.
Make. Oh, hold. Okay. Brother Tah, please. Yes. Very good. You can give your back to the wall if you want. طيب. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى said أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says to the angels, tell me the names of these things if you are right. If you think you know everything. Because they ask him, Allah, why you want to create another creation? Aren't we doing enough? Aren't we doing enough in praising your name? Allah said, no, I created him for something different. I did not create him just to praise me. Praising, everybody praises Allah. Brothers, everything praises Allah. Everything. Allah didn't create us just to praise him. Allah created us to be first his vicegerent. Vicegerent on earth. Khalifa. And to worship him. And to worship him to fill the earth with goodness. I would like to shed light on this concept, the concept of khilafa and the concept of isti'mar. Number one, I need to correct this word. This word isti'mar, kalima mazluma. People have oppressed and misused this word. Isti'mar is not a bad word. Most of us use the word isti'mar in what? Occupation, very good. They say, an isti'mar al-Britani. British occupation, and isti'mar al-Faransi, French occupation, and isti'mar al-Soyuni, Zionist occupation. No. The word istihar is a very good word. It means umran. It means to fill in the earth with buildings. Allah says, "Hu ansha'akum min al-ard." It is He, God, who created you from earth. وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. He wants you to fill it with buildings and this and that. And make madaniya, make modernity. So there is nothing wrong with that word. So what word we should use actually for occupation? Istikbar. Or istihmar. Honestly, istikbar al-alami, we say global occupation. Or we say istihmar. Istihmar is from himar. Is when you ride people and nations like you ride a donkey. You occupy them and take their wealth and this, misuse them, abuse them, etc. So please do not use that word istihmar anymore. You know, you see Arab brothers using this word, istihmar, brother, we were victim of the French istihmar. No, it's wrong. We have to correct that. So we have been created for two things so far. So far in this lecture, I'm talking about khilafa and isti'mar. Umran al-ard. Three for ibadah. It is through the ibadah that you can do this too. And that's why Allah said, ibadah means worship. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the jinn and the ins except to worship me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ. I don't want any risk from them, any sustenance. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. And I don't want them to feed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed, Allah is asserting this. Indeed, it is Allah who is the most sustainer and has power over everything. By having said this, brothers, most of our Muslim brothers are happy with the concept of ibadah. They say, Allah created us to worship Him. But that's not enough. Because the concept of ibadah is individual. I can make ibadah at home. Or pray and get out. I pray in this masjid, take my shoes and go. No, that's not what Allah created us for. Allah created you to fill in the earth with goodness. Because if you don't, somebody will fill it with evil. Who's that? Shaitan and his armies. Very good. And his followers. Because Allah is going to mention the shaitan right here. When he gets jealous of the new creation of Allah called Adam. If we don't fill up the earth with goodness, brothers, somebody is going to fill it up with evil. And who pays the price? Everyone. So it's not optional just to fill in the earth with goodness. It's not optional. You must fill it with goodness. If you want to live happily, if not, somebody will fill it with trash, with bad smell, and it will touch you. If not you, your children. Remember that. Three, khilafa ya akhi. Allah said to His angels that I am creating khalifa. He wants from us that. Why don't we be part of that project? The project of khilafa. How can we do it when we know nothing about Islam? When the brothers don't have even time to sit between Maghrib and Isha to purify themselves, and angels are praying salat on them, and Allah is mentioning their names with a better companionship in heavens. You see, most people come in for salah and then prayer and then leave. That's not enough, brothers. That's not enough. It will never be enough. So may Allah help us to continue learning our deen. And that's the difference. That's what makes the difference. Is that a person is increasing his knowledge, inshallah. Then Allah said, the angels answered back, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. Again, the ilm is mentioned. Look at verse 30. إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. Surah Al-Baqarah. I know what you don't know, Allah said. So He mentioned knowledge. 31, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ. Allah taught Adam. So He mentioned the ilm again. Verse 32, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. They said, oh, glory be to you, we have no knowledge except what you taught us.